The little evening breeze blew over the clearing, and the leaves rustled, and the wind waves flowed up the green pool. And the shouts of men sounded again, this time much closer than before. George took off his hat. He said shakily,
"Take off your hat, Lenny. The air feels fine."
Lenny removed his hat dutifully and laid it on the ground in front of him. The shadow in the valley was bluer, and the evening came fast. On the wind, the sound of crashing in the brush came to them. Lenny said,
"Tell how it's going to be."
George had been listening to the distant sounds. For a moment he was businesslike.
"Look across the river, Lenny, and I'll tell you so you can almost see it."
Lenny turned his head and looked off across the pool and up the darkening slopes of the Gabberlands.
"We gonna get a little place,"
George began. He reached in his side pocket and brought out Carlson's Luger. He snapped off the safety, and the hand and gun lay on the ground behind Lenny's back. He looked at the back of Lenny's head, at the place where the spine and skull were joined. A man's voice called from up the river, and another man answered.
"Go on," said Lenny.
George raised the gun, and his hand shook, and he dropped his hand to the ground again.
"Go on," said Lenny. "How's it going to be? We going to get a little place?"
"We'll have a cow," said George. "And we'll have maybe a pig and chickens. And down the flat we'll have a little piece of alfalfa."
"For the rabbits?"
"For the rabbits."
"And I get to tend the rabbits?"
"And you get to tend the rabbits."
Lenny giggled with happiness.
"And live on the fat of the land?"
"Yeah."
Lenny turned his head.
"No, Lenny. Look down there, across the river. Like you can almost see the place."
Lenny obeyed him. George looked down at the gun. There were crashing footsteps in the brush now. George turned and looked toward them.
"Go on, George. When we gonna do it?"
"Gonna do it soon."
"Me and you?"
"You and me. Everybody gonna be nice to you. Ain't gonna be no more trouble. Ain't nobody gonna hurt nobody nor steal from them."
Lenny said,
"I thought you was mad at me, George."
"No, Lenny, I ain't mad. I never been mad. And I ain't now. It's a thing I want you to know."
The voices came close now. George raised the gun and listened to the voices. Lenny begged.
"Let's do it now. Let's get that place now."
"Sure. Right now. I gotta. We gotta."
And George raised the gun and steadied it, and he brought the muzzle of it close to the back of Lenny's head. The hand shook violently, but his face set and his hand steadied. He pulled the trigger. The crash of the shot rolled up the hills and rolled down again. Lenny jarred and then settled slowly forward to the sand, and he lay without quivering.